All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. Let's continue, I should say. So we left off in Perek Gimel. In Perek Gimel, we're up to. Should we up to? Ches, towards the end of Ches, I think. Shloshein Akov from the Torah. We left off in the middle. Yesterday we did Api Karsin. So now we're up to Shloshein. We got through the Api Karsin. Shloshein Akov from the Torah. There are three people who are considered to be kofar. So we'll say, obviously, kofar, the best translation I think we could probably ascribe to it is, you know, somebody, kofar means somebody who negates, denies. So shloshim kofar matorah, what does that mean? Ha'omer she'in Torah me'im Hashem. First of all, a person who says that Torah is not divine. Afilu pasuk echad. Even if a person denies that even just one pasuk from the Torah was written by HaKadosh Baruch, afilu teva achas. Even one letter. Im amar Moshe amru mipi atzmo, hare ze kofar batorah. So the Rambam writes, if somebody goes ahead and says that Moshe Rabbeinu said it on his own, this by definition is a kofar batorah. V'chein Abbas says, it's very, very important, sort of, especially in today's day and age, you see this come up where people sometimes don't even realize the impact of the statements that they're saying when they try to go ahead and indicate that perhaps Moshe Rabbeinu said some of this on his own, it was made up later on. Literally, the Rambam says, it's kofar batorah. Like a person who does that, it doesn't have a chilek in olam haba. So the Gemara goes on, v'chein kofar beperusha v'hitar shabapah. Similarly, someone who negates or denies the authenticity of the oral tradition. The Torah Shabbat, he says, Vehichish magidel kigon tzadok obaitos. And he goes ahead and literally he contradicts those who conveyed it, like tzadok and baitos. So remember again, the tzadok and baitos were individuals who themselves were great, but then ultimately again began to deny the Torah Shabbat, and ultimately their followers became known as tzadokim, baitosim. Va'omer shabor hichlif mitzvah zu b'mitzvah acheres ukvar bitla Torah zu. Or if someone goes ahead and says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded that, you know, a long time ago, but then he exchanged it for this, or ultimately again that mitzvah was important or effective then, but now it is not as important. So he says, Kigon Hanotzrim Vahagrim. So he says, for example, like again, Nostrim are the Christians. So Hagrim is the Arabs. Now it's interesting. Why doesn't the Rambam call them Yishma'elim? See, interestingly enough, so I once heard, I don't know where I heard this from, that the Rambam was very careful that people should not, that the Arab nation should not know who he is referring to. So he calls them, again, Yishma'elim, I guess would have been too obvious. So Hagrim, the descendants of Hagar. So I will say, it's interesting. Now, this has to do, interestingly enough, with, you know, there's a whole discussion as to whether or not Christianity and Islam are considered to be Avodah Zarah. So Islam is certainly not Avodah Zarah because it is a monotheistic, it's a monotheistic religion. Christianity is a little bit more difficult because of the idea of the Trinity. Is it Avodah Zarah? Is it not Avodah Zarah? It's interesting that the Rambam understands that the fundamental problem with Christianity and ultimately, again, with Islam is that, again, it went ahead and it denied, it said that certain tenets of the Torah were important, were impactful, but then at the end of the day, ultimately, they were removed. Anyone who goes ahead and denies these things is a kofar b'Torah. Tes. Shnayim heim ha-mishumadim. So we'll say next category are the mishumadim. What are the mishumadim? Ha-mishumad la-avera achos. Someone will say who is mishumad la-avera achos. We'll see what that means. The ha-mishumad l'chala Torah kula. Or someone who is mishumad to the entire Torah. What does this mean? Ha-mishumad la-avera achos. If someone is a mishumad for one avera, he says, mishumad la-avera achos, ze shehechsik atzmo la-asos osa avera bizadon. V'nisparsim ba v'hurgo afi l'haysam en akala. So we'll say a mishumad for one avera means someone who has a chazaka that he engages in this particular behavior. He does it willfully. He does it publicly, and he becomes habituated in it, even if it's one of the smaller averas. Kigon shehechzik tamid lilbosh shatnes. So let's say a person, what is he referring to over here? A person says, I love Hugo Boss suits, right? I love Hugo Boss suits. So what happened? No other suit is just good enough for me. I know it's shatness, but at the end of the day, that's my weakness. You know, you hear people say this all the time. You know, that's my weakness. That, What's, I'm sorry? Hugo Boss Hashanahs, yeah. Yeah, they're known to have shatness. Yeah, I know, it's not shayach for me, but again, it's they're known to have shatness. So I say to myself, you know what? Like, this is my weakness. This is my thing. This is my weakness. Or ola hakif peya, or someone goes ahead and cuts off their payas. Let's say again, I like my haircut that rounds off the corner of my head. And again, lemaisa, I know that it's wrong. I know that it's wrong. But at the end of the day, we all have our weak spots. This is my weak spot. V'nimtza ku'ilu b'teila mitzvah zu mina olam etzlo. We'll say, the Rambam is referring to something so amazing over here. The fact that we sin, so that, I don't want to say it's expected, but it's understood. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands if we sin. What is Rambam talking about over here? Someone who does something that's wrong, but yet pretends like it's not wrong, or pretends like it's totally fine. You know, we all live, I'll say, Klal Gadol in life is, we all live with inconsistencies. There are things that we do that we know are not right, things that we do that we know we should not be doing. But the most important thing in life, so one day hopefully I'll correct those things, but the idea is, I at least have to keep awareness that it's wrong, right? You know what I mean? At least in the back of my mind, I could say, look, this is what I'm holding in life right now. This is the best I can do right now. But at least I've identified that, A, the thing is, this thing that I do, it's wrong. It's wrong. The Meshumat La'aveira Achas is someone who does something, and he does it habitually, but for him, it's not a second heter. You know, like for him, it's not, in his worldview, it's not even wrong. Not because he doesn't know that it's wrong. He knows that it's wrong. But for him, it's just become so regular. It's become so regular that, you know, this is fine. So we'll say such a profound idea, not just in terms of a definitional approach, but in terms of understanding a proper approach to Judaism. Halavai we shall be zocha one day not to commit averos. I don't know if such a thing like that is possible because we're human beings. But at least if we're going to do things wrong, at least don't rationalize it. Or I should say differently, at least don't pretend like it's not wrong. At least acknowledge that what I'm doing is wrong. I know that it's wrong. This is my reality for now, for whatever the reason, but I'm working on it. But the moment that ultimately, again, I do something wrong and I just totally legitimize it, like it's fine, like it's not a problem, that's the Meshumah La'avira Achas. As such, it's because, we'll say, the logic is obvious. Once it no longer is even wrong in my eyes, or I've lost an awareness that it's wrong, so that paves the way for all kinds of negative things that a person doesn't want. Very important, yesod. V'amushum l'chala Torah, what does it mean to be a mushumet for the entire Torah? K'gon, ha'chozer l'date ha'goyim, b'sha'a she'gozrin shmad, v'yidabik bohem. So what does it mean, a mushum l'chala Torah? That is someone, ultimately, again, who returns to the ways of the non-Jews at a time when they are gozer on us, at a time when there are decrees upon the Jewish people, decrees of destructions, the yidabik bohen, and he clings to the nations of the world. V'yomar, uma betzali l'hidabik b'Yisrael. What good does it serve me to cling to the Jewish people? Shein shvelim v'nirdafim, because they're lowly, they're pursued. Tov lo shi'idabik be'elu shi'odan tekifa. Everybody wants to be on the winning team. So let me go ahead and cling to the winning team. Hari zeh meshum l'chol ha'Torah kula. So we'll say again, meshum l'chol ha'Torah kula is someone just simply at a time of shmat, at a time of difficulty, simply turns his back on his people because, again, he doesn't want to be pursued. He doesn't want to be persecuted. He doesn't want to suffer. He just simply wants to go and be part of the winning team. So he switches that affiliation. Okay, so that's the Meshumet. I will say, remember, this is the list of the people who don't have a chilek in Olam Haba. That's what we're trying to go through over here. So we'll say, again, I can't stress enough. The Meshumet is not simply someone who is an habitual offender with a particular Avera. That's not a Meshumet. A Meshumet is someone who does something regularly and to the point that a person is not even a part of the person that realizes that it's wrong. Then if you don't even realize that it's wrong and it's become totally like a hedge, like permissible to you, that's a meshumad l'davar achos. But a person realizes that something is wrong. But I will say, sometimes we have inconsistencies in our life that for a variety of reasons, we just can't fix right now. It could happen for a whole variety. It could be family reasons. It could be, bless you, other circumstances. I can't fix it right now. But at least, if you can't fix it right now, at least maintain an awareness that it's wrong. Then at least if I maintain an awareness that it's wrong, one day when circumstances change, I will be able to address these particular issues. Take a look at Yod. Let's do one more piece. Machtiya Haravim. Suppose a next category of people who don't have the Chilk Olam Haba, those who cause the public to sin. Machtiya Haravim. Echad Shehechti B'davar Gadol. So this refers to someone who causes others to sin in a dramatic, significant way, like Yeravam ben Nevat. Remember, Yeravam ben Nevat was the king over Israel who set up the golden calves at the pathway so people wouldn't go up to Yerushalayim. So he caused people to worship idolatry. Tzadok and Baitos, who we'll discuss. Ve'echad shehichti b'davar kal. And so this could also refer to, so again, obviously if I cause people to transgress significant transgressions, like Avodah Zarah, but even if I cause people to transgress more lighter things, there, afilu levatal mitzvah, I say, even to God, I cause people not to put on tefillin. So as I cause someone not to put on tefillin, that I'm causing them to negate a positive commandment. So the Rambam writes, ve'echad ha'ones achirim ad sheyachtiyu, simply someone who creates a circumstance where ultimately, again, where someone forces another to sin. Kemenashe shahaya hori gistral ad sheyavdu avodah zarah, like King Menashe was king over the Jewish kingdom, who threatened the Jewish people with death until they worship idolatry. Or someone who went ahead and misled other ones and pushed them in negative directions, like Yeshu, like Jesus. So it's interesting, by the way, the Rambam could speak about Jesus and Christianity in overt terms because he's living in Muslim society. Remember, the Rambam spends a good part of his life running away from the Almohads, right? Because again, the Rambam lives pretty much, it's interesting, in the Rambam's time where he lived, so Islam was pretty tolerant of other religions. So again, he could go ahead and speak about Yeshu, but amazing enough, when he refers to the Arabs, when he refers to Islam, he can't call them Yishmael, he has to call them Hagrim. So the idea, okay, Machtir, I'm supposed to say it's very important to Yisod, if a person causes individuals, a group to sin, whether it's a big sin or a small sin, such a person gives up their portion in Olam Haba. All right, we'll see a step over here for today. We'll pick up with Halacha Yud Aleph. Again, I just want to point out also, the Rambam, we're going to come back to more of the details in terms of tshuva itself. The Rambam got a little bit of a detour over here about Olam Haba, but we'll come back to Mir Teshem Tshuva.